fine, he said. I believe that's our ring.
Hi, Dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, in an effort to help Private Mousy Gray get adjusted to civilian life, Lum and Abner have offered him a job in a store. They'd also hoped to discover the story behind his injured leg by having him fill out a physical examination form, but this failed and the mystery continues. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot 'em Down store library. Abner is just entering.
Cut down the old pine tree and hold it, our dog. It sure is hot out today,
Lum. Yeah, it's too hot for you to be singing like that. I know that.
Yeah, I know it. I know it. I just seen old Charlie Redfield. He claims it's 106 according to that thermometer of his.
106?
That's what he said. That's what he said.
Must be at least 90 then.
Huh?
There's a zaggerating this one human in this town. Hot enough without him zaggerating.
Well, it's Charlie. He gets off some gooder. Oh, here's some mail. I picked it up over at Dick Huddleston's store while I was there.
Anything interesting?
No. A couple of bills from a wholesale house. And there's a postcard from Mousy. I figured I might as well get that, too, as long as Mousy's going to work for us here.
Uh-huh.
Has he started in yet?
Oh, yeah. He come in just after you left with the delivers.
Oh.
He's back in the feed room now, straightening up stuff back there.
Well.
Gus is going to let him work half days here.
Half days?
Yeah, to be honest, I didn't think she'd even let him work that long.
Well, no, she likes to keep him right at home there doing that housework.
Abner, don't sit right there. You're right, tricks me in the door, and I don't get none of that breeze.
Oh, excuse me, I'll move over here. Ain't no breeze, though.
Fanning myself.
Well, that's what keeps you so hot, Lum. You sit there and fight that fan all day. That'll keep you hot just working that hard.
How is it Aunt Charity Spears can sit there in services every Sunday morning and look so cool fanning? I wish I could feel as cool as she looks.
Well, Lum, she just sort of takes it slow with the fan, just sort of keeps it moving. You just sat there and like you're trying to beat out a fire or something, whipping that thing through there.
Well, I can't get enough air the other way. Wonder if it'd help any if I'd hold a fan still and shake my head like that.
Why, of course not. That wouldn't do no good.
No, I'd get myself dizzy.
If you'll just sit there and be calm about the whole thing, you won't be so hot. Now, just sit there and don't think about the hot weather at all. Mousy ain't broke down and told you how he got himself wounded over in Africa, has he?
Oh, no, of course not.
Dogas, that's getting me exasperated. There's something I've got to find out, Lum. I just can't stand it no longer. My two rosties won't let me.
I come right out flat-footed and ask him why he wouldn't tell us that.
He did?
Yeah, he hemmed and hawed and hawed and hemmed, and finally said he'd think it over and maybe he'd tell us later on.
Did he, sure enough?
That's what he said.
You reckon he will?
No, I don't think so.
I doubt it.
Leastways, not judging from his altitude or from the tone on his face when he said it.
Dogas, I wished I was one of them mental mind readers. Then I bound you I'd find out what happened to him over there.
Feared that's a secret Mouse he's going to carry to the grave with him. He's just too modest for his own good. That's his trouble.
How would a feller go about taking up mind reading, Lum?
Abner, you might just as well forget that idea right now.
Huh?
Before you can read other folks' minds, you got to have one of your own.
Oh, well, I just thought I might... Wait a minute, I got a mind.
Here, give me them bills from the wholesale.
Lum, now, I've got a mind, man.
Yeah, I know you have, a little one. I'm just joshing you. Better take Mousy's postcard back to him.
Well, I know I've got a mind. I use it might not every day, too.
Uh-huh.
Well, this card must be from one of Mousy's buddies. It says, Dear Mousy, how are you? I am getting along fine. Sure good to be back in the good old USA.
Abner, don't read his mail.
I won't. I bet it is a relief not to peel potatoes all day. Ha, ha.
Abner, I told you not to do that.
Ha.
It ain't polite to read other folks' mail. Till after they read it themselves, they ought to get first crack at it.
Oh.
Now, here, I better give it to him myself. Hand it here.
Yeah.
Mousy, come in here a second.
I weren't exactly reading the alarm. I was just sort of glancing over it, I think.
You was glancing too slow. You was glancing out loud, too.
Did you call me, Lom?
Yeah, come here a minute.
Yes, sir. Well, Lom, I wanted to talk to you anyway. I've been thinking it over, and, well, I've reached a decision.
A decision?
Yes, sir. Well, on what we were talking about a while ago, you know.
Oh.
I've decided to tell you fellas just how it happened.
You mean how you got your left leg wounded?
Yes, sir.
Aye, Granny's good for you.
Yes, sir.
I know
now
you
you're talking, Mousy.
Yeah, just sit right down there and start telling us, Mousy, old boy. We'll keep your secret for you.
Why,
you
sure.
You can put your dependence in us.
Well, you don't have to, Lum. I'm going to tell everybody now.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Well, so many people keep asking me that I just decided to reveal all.
Yeah, that's the best thing to do, Mousy.
Why, sure.
You've been modest about this too long
now.
Oh,
yeah.
So don't be bashful now. Tell us just how it happened.
Yeah, we want the real story, so don't be afraid of bragging on yourself
now.
No,
sir. If you've got favors to cast in your own face, why, go ahead and cast them. You're a hero now.
Why, sure
you are. You don't seem to understand that.
Of course you are, Mousy.
You got a right to brag in a case like this.
Yes, sir. Don't you hold back a thing.
Now, go ahead, Mousy. I'm just curious to hear it.
Yes, sir. Well, one day, you see, the general gave me orders to take a small band of stalwart men and capture a certain hill.
Granny, they give you orders to do something as big as all that, a little fella like you?
Yes, sir.
Well, I don't know.
Well, who did you get to peel potatoes for you that day, Mousy?
Abner, don't ask this silly question.
Well, according to that diary he read us other night, Lum, that's about all he done was peel potatoes all day long every day.
Yeah, but this
well,
is...
Well, yes, sir, I did help around the kitchen a little bit, Abner, sometimes, but, well, you see, this was later on.
Yeah, sure, this was later on, Abner.
Yes.
Go ahead, Mousy. You was give orders to go out and capture this hill.
Yes, sir, with a small band of stalwart men. So we started out, it was late one night. Shellfire was bursting all around us.
Grannies.
But on we went, me in the lead, of course, fighting our way through the enemy lines and on up to the top of this hill that they'd told me to capture.
Yeah, how far up was you by the now?
Oh, about halfway, I guess, Lum. But on and on we fought up the hill, cleaning out machine gun nest after machine gun nest.
That's the time.
Cutting our way through barbed wire all the time and swimming across the deep river.
Deep river on the side of a hill?
Well, no, sir. The river was at the bottom of the hill, I guess.
But I thought you said you was halfway up it by this time.
Oh, yes, sir. Well, we had to go back to get some more ammunition.
Oh, I see. Sure. Natural. Go on.
Well, sir, see, now my band of men, they got separated, and by the time I reached the top of the hill, well, I just had one man left with me.
Oh, my goodness.
So we hid in some bushes a few minutes while I tried to plan the final attack, you know.
You mean just two fellas was going to capture the hill all by yourselves?
Yes, sir.
Granny, you must have been awful brave to try a stunt like that.
Oh, it wasn't so much longer.
Oh, yes, it was now. You're a hero. In a case like this, you ought to toot your own horn a little.
Yes, sir. Well, after that, why...
Ought to toot his own horn.
Why, sure. Go on, Mousy.
Why, doggies, Lom, that'd be a silly thing to do.
Well, no, it ain't. Not in a situation like this.
Well, it looks to me like it would be. Her Mousy is practical all by herself on top of a hill trying to hide from the enemy, and you want him to start blowing a horn.
Abner, I never said no such a thing.
Well, whose idea was that then? Was that your idea, Mousy?
Abner, listen to me a second.
Was it? What was she blowing? Was it one of them bugles?
I never meant that kind of a horn.
Oh, what kind? A cornet?
No.
Saxophone?
Abner, if you'll just let me explain what I mean.
Mousy, what did you ever drag a saxophone along on a trip like that for?
He never dragged one along.
Well, how'd he get there then, Lum? A saxophone couldn't have walked and followed Mousy clean up a hill all by itself. Saxophones ain't got no feet, Lum.
I know, Ben.
They can't walk. I don't know where you ever got such a silly idea as that to begin with.
Abner, I never said they could. I just meant that Mousy oughtn't to be modest about this.
Huh?
And he never blowed no saxophone or no other kind of a horn.
Oh, well, I'm proud to hear that. Proud to know you had enough sense not to blow it, Mousy. Good for you. You done the right thing here.
All
yes,
right.
Sir.
Now, that's
yes,
settled.
Sir.
So you can go ahead and tell it, Mousy.
Well, I guess that's about all, Lum. I just planned the attack, and, well, after a hard battle, while we captured the hill, and, well, just as I was hoisting the flag, why, someone threw a knife, and they got me in the left leg.
Why, that snake in the weeds.
So then this other fellow, my buddy, carried me back to camp, and, well, I guess that's all there is to it, Lon.
Well, was that other fellow the one that wrote you the postcard, Mousy?
What postcard, Adam?
Oh, that's right. You got a card today, Mousy.
Oh, well.
Right here.
Mousy.
Dear Mousy, how are you? I am getting along fine. Sure good to be back in the good old USA. I bet it's a relief not to peel potatoes all day. Ha ha.
Oh, well, here, let me read it, Long.
Yeah, just a second. By the way, how's that bad place on your leg where you cut yourself with a potato knife?
Oh.
Good luck, Ed.
Cut yourself with a potato knife?
Mousy.
Yes, sir.
Don't stare at the floor. Look at me.
Yes, sir.
Is that how you actually done it?
Well, yes, sir, but it was an awful sharp knife, Lon.
And then all this other stuff you told us never happened.
No, sir, it never happened. Well, I might as well be honest, fellas. All I did in the Army, I was just a... Well, I was just a cook's helper. That's all I was.
I see.
But I'll resign my job here at the store right now, fellas.
Resign?
Yes, sir.
Resign nothing. You're staying right here. We're just as proud of you as we ever were.
Why, of course we are.
Potatoes are just as dad-blamed importance in a war as anything else. Somebody's got to peel them. Maybe they're more importance. I don't know.